was alive, of course.
Why's it wasted? Said Reg.
Gone all thick and manky, hasn't it? I'm going to have to dump it later on, and that's not easy. We were supposed to be dipping a load of ribbed magical delights today, too, but all the ladies felt faint when I hauls him out of the vet, and they went off home.
Red's shoe looked shocked. He was not, for various reasons, a patron of Mr. Sonkey's wares, romance not being a regular feature of the life of the dead. But surely the world of the living had some standards, didn't it?
You employ ladies here?
He said. The troll looked surprised.
Yeah, sure. It's good steady work. They're good workers too. Always laughing and telling jokes while they're doing the dipping and packing, especially when we're doing the big boys.
The troll sniffed.
Personally, I don't understand her jokes.
Them big boys are bloody good value for a penny, said Buggy Swires.
Reg Shoe stared at his tiny partner. There was just no way that he was going to ask the question. But Swires must have seen his expression.
After a bit of work with yon scissors, you won't find a better Macintosh in the whole city,
said the gnome, and laughed nastily. Constable Shoe sighed. He knew that Mr. Vimes had an unofficial policy of getting ethnic minorities into the watch. As a member of the dead community, Reg Shoe naturally thought of himself as an ethnic majority. But he wasn't sure this was wise in the case of gnomes, even though there was admittedly no ethnic group that was more minor. They had an inbuilt resistance to rules. This didn't just apply to the law, but to all the invisible rules that most people obeyed unthinkingly, like do not attempt to eat this giraffe, or do not headbutt people in the ankle just because they won't give you a chip. It was best to think of Constable Swires simply as a small, independent weapon.
You'd better show us the person who is currently vitally challenged, he said.
They were led downstairs. What was hanging from a beam there would have frightened the life out of anyone who wasn't already a zombie.
Sorry about that,
said the troll, pulling it down and tossing it into a corner, where it coiled into a rubbery heap.
What the hell was it? Said Constable Swires.
We had to pull the rubber off of him, said the troll. Sets quick, see, once you get it out in the air.
Hey, that's the biggest sonkey I ever saw, chuckled Buggy. A whole body sonkey. Reckon that's the way he wanted to go.
Reg looked at the corpse. He didn't mind being sent out on murders, even messy ones. The way he saw it, dying was really just a career change. Been there, done that, worn the shroud. And then you got over it and got on with your life. Of course, he knew that many people didn't, for some reason, but he thought of them as not prepared to make the effort. There was a ragged wound in the neck.
Any next of kin? He said.
He got a brother in Uberwald. We've sent word, the troll added, on the clacks. It cost $20. That's murder.
Can you think of any reason why someone would kill him?
The troll scratched his head.
Well, 'cause they wanted him dead, I reckon. That's a good reason.
And why would anyone want him dead, do you think?
Red Shoe could be very, very patient.
Has there been any trouble?
Business ain't been so good, I know that.
Really? I'd have thought you'd be coining money here.
Oh, yeah, that's what you'd think, but not everything people calls a sonkey is made by us, see? It's to do with us becoming...
The troll's face screwed up with cerebral effort.
Generic. Lots of other buggers are jumping up and down on the bandwagon, and they got better plant and new ideas, like making them in cheese and onion flavour and with bells on and stuff like that. Mr. Sonkey won't have nothing to do with that sort of thing, and that's been costing us sales.
I can see this would worry him,
said Reg, in a keep-on-talking tone of voice.
He's been locking himself in his office a lot.
Oh, why's that?
He's the boss. You don't ask the boss. But he did say that there was a special job coming up and that had put us back on our feet.
Really?
Said Reg, making a mental note.
What kind of job?
Dunno. You don't
ask the boss, said Reg. Right. I suppose no one saw the murder, did they?
Once again, the troll screwed up its enormous face in thought.
The murderer, Yeah, and probably Mr. Sonkey,